Verantwortlich für diese Sendung ist Ingrid Ebinal aus Burg. Der Kulturbahnhof Viktoria ist für einige Zeit zum Zentrum einer deutsch-griechischen Kooperation geworden. Ioana Myrto-Hatzioiou ist studierte Elektronikingenieurin, die für insgesamt 6 Wochen ihr schönes Thessaloniki gegen unsere Störstadt eingetauscht hat. Sie ist einer von 30 Fellows aus dem Förderprogramm START. Das ist ein Programm der Robert-Bosch-Stiftung, das in Kooperation mit dem Goethe-Institut Thessaloniki und der Bundesvereinigung Soziokultureller Zentren e.V. durchgeführt wird und der Kulturbahnhof Viktoria in Itzehoe gehört ab sofort dazu. Für die anstehenden knapp 60 Minuten unserer Störfrequenz haben wir uns mit Ioana unterhalten über ihre Beweggründe und Ideen, sich mit deutsch-griechischer Soziokultur auseinanderzusetzen. Viele Jahre ist sie bereits in der Bildungs- und Jugendarbeit in Thessaloniki tätig, erfahren wir. Auch berichtet sie uns ihre ersten Eindrücke vom Kulturbahnhof. Sie nennt uns ein ziemlich kleines und ungewöhnliches soziokulturelles Zentrum mit intensivem Output und hoher täglicher Frequentierung durch engagierte Bürger. Das ist aufregend. Und dann natürlich die Schulklassen. Aktuell eine 6. der Auguste-Viktoria-Schule. Ioana lässt es sich nicht nehmen, ihre Ansprache auf Google-Deutsch der Klasse vorzutragen. Das schafft sofort ein gutes Klima und viel Anlass für gemeinsames Lachen. Ioana hat es die intensive Vernetzung und Vielseitigkeit der Akteure im Kulturbahnhof angetan. So wünscht sie sich auch die weitere soziokulturelle Entwicklung in Griechenland, die noch in den Anfängen steckt. Sie hält die Stärkung der soziokulturellen Bewegung in Griechenland für absolut notwendig. So wird gerade in der Bildungsdimension eine neue Strömung für die bisweilen noch behäbig wirkende Ausrichtung in Bildung und Kultur erkannt. Auffällig in diesem Zusammenhang, und dafür steht unsere Stipendiatin geradezu in Reinform, ist die technologische Affinität und auch Ausbildung der Kulturschaffenden. Elektronik handzahm machen. Das ist eine Leistung, die wir durch Ioana jetzt auch im Kulturbahnhof erleben dürfen. Entsprechend ausgerichtet ist jetzt ihr für Itzehoe entwickeltes Projekt Audio Plexus. Dieses Mini-Projekt ist die Eintrittskarte in die 2. Phase des Fortbildungsprogramms START, diesmal in ganz großer Form zu Hause in Griechenland. Ioana schildert, worum es bei Audio Plexus geht. Elektronische Verknüpfungen ermöglichen Soundereignisse, die durch Alltagsgegenstände jedweder Art in Musik gewandelt werden können. Die ganze Welt ist Klang. Das ist großartig. Hierzu bietet unser Gast aus Thessaloniki am 18. und 19. Oktober jeweils von 13 bis 17 Uhr einen kostenlosen Workshop für Kinder und Jugendliche von 10 bis 16 Jahren an. Plakate und Handzettel sind in Itzehoe gut verteilt. Eine Aktion, die übrigens Ioana auch selbst organisiert hat. Anmeldungen sind im Kulturbahnhof unter den bekannten Telefonnummern möglich und unter www.kuba-viktoria.de. Vorgestellt für die Öffentlichkeit werden die Ergebnisse im Rahmen der Veranstaltung Vielfalt leben, erste Steinburger Woche der Inklusion, am 10. November im Holstein Center. Jetzt aber unser Gespräch mit Ioana im O-Ton. Eigene Musik hat sie auch mitgebracht. Und eine dieser Stipendiatinnen sitzt jetzt hier mit mir im Studio, hier im Kulturbahnhof Viktoria. Das ist unser Fellow Ioana. Hi Ioana,
it's Hello.
So nice to have you here. Would you tell us who you are and what you do?
My name is Ioana. Obviously. I am one of the Robert Bosch scholars for the START program this year. I come from Thessaloniki. My official background is electrical engineering, but I've been working in youth projects since at least 10 years in the field of informal and non-formal education. So I was participating in Youth in Action and Erasmus Plus projects, along with projects that are organized from Das Deutsche Griechische Jugendwerk. I mostly work on classes that integrate technology. So I work with open source and hardware and software and electronic handcrafts. But I have also got long experience in group dynamics and theater exercises.
How comes that you took part or take part in the START project?
Mm-hmm. START seemed like the ideal next step for me right now because I'm the project manager of two informal youth groups back in Greece, where we already have developed our first projects, one on theater of the oppressed and the other on design thinking. And we already had our first project experience, and now we want to take it a step further, do it more seriously, and START seemed like the ideal way to have this training and experience abroad, which will give us more information and ways to do things back in Greece.
Is the START project in a way famous in Thessaloniki, or was it a tip you got from somewhere? How did you learn about the START project? So.
Yeah, START is running for 3 years. This is the third year this year. I got to know START last year when I took part in a previous START project, the Astronaut project, that passed on phase two and delivered a six-month project in Thessaloniki. There we developed interactive paintings that make sounds, in order to increase the creativity of the kids, ages 6 to 12 years old mostly.
And when you want to take part in the START project, how does this work? Do you just go there and say, hey, it's me, Ioana, I want to do a project with some blokes from Germany, or... How is the procedure?
Okay, normally you will go to the website, the Robert Bosch website, and you write an application. This year, I think it was 174 people that actually wrote the first application. And then they invite 60 people for interviews in Goethe, Thessaloniki. After this round of interviews, that happens mid-July, then in a week you find out if you're the next starter, let's say. And 30 people get to actually pass to the phase one of START, which is the training in Berlin, which we did late September this year. And after this training, so they go on say all the thing.
It's okay. Just tell me. I can cut anything out I don't want.
Okay, yeah. Anyways, after the first phase, where we all have a focused training in Berlin, then we are spread around Germany in 30 different sociocultural organizations, depending on our topic of interest and the interests of these 30 organizations. So the START program actually creates a matching process, where the fellows and the partner organization are giving grades to each other, and the ideal match is found, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so we are spread around Germany for 6 weeks. There we deliver a mini project that is a mini version of the project that we want to deliver back in Greece. So in order to make, let's say, a test drive of our idea, research on different topics that are of interest for our project, or getting new ideas and inspiration from the organizations that we're going to run the project with.
So you brought some music with you.
Yeah.
The next song we're going to hear, what's it going to be and why did you choose it?
The next song is by The Knife. It's called Bird. I really love this band. I think they're from a Nordic country. I don't know. If I was a bird, I could fly over the something. I don't remember. But it's about flying.
Yeah,
I like it.
That's what birds do.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to The Knife with Bird. Fiona, which kind of project do you plan here in Germany?
Yeah, so as we said, here in Germany, we're supposed to do the mini version of our big project, the project that we want to deliver back in Greece. The project here in Germany is called Audio Plexus. And we're going to create a mixed abilities musical group that is going to gather, build their own instruments based on interactive technology, and then actually create and play music with their own instruments.
Why is it called Audio Plexus?
It's because it mixes sound and it's about inclusion. So Plexus means how to actually find ways to create new connections.
In how far is it about inclusion?
For the version here in Germany, we're going to include some of the participants that already took part in previous projects of Canoin, who come from who have different special educational needs. Some face some physical disabilities, while others have different autistic or mental issues. And for back in Greece, we are planning to work with a special education center, which includes more or less the same children, a shelter for abandoned kids, and an organization that works with blind people.
Why is this project, why does it fit in a proper way for inclusion? So what do you do you plan then?
Okay, so the idea is that we include all participants since the beginning. So those with fewer opportunities are included in the process since the beginning. And this mix is what actually creates the potential for new communications and new understandings and field for self-expression and creation of the group.
And how will your project in detail look like? So, first of all, what's the schedule and what do you want to do?
We call it a Ferien workshop, if I say it correctly. It's going to take place on the 18th and 19th here in Kulturbahnhof Victoria. From 1 o'clock till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The first day will be an introduction day where team building exercises will take place in order to actually form the group dynamic. And then we will start getting introduced to the material itself. So actually share with the children the potential and the different choices they have for their instrument construction. The second day we will actually go on with the making of the instruments and choose our sounds. And the final session will actually take place together with a musician where we're going to use these instruments in order to produce a final song altogether.
About what kinds of instruments are we talking? How do you build these things?
So we use microprocessor development boards. For this exact project here in Kulturbahnhof, we took the Bare Conductive board, which is the most easy and ready to use for of all of them. And then you actually connect through a conductive material any conductive surface. But any conductive surface is any metal surface, for example, or even any fruit that you can eat because it has water and the water is conductive, and so you can play music with apples.
And how far? How do I have to imagine this, making music with apples?
What do you mean?
Tell me how this looks like. So what you showed to the people before, try to describe it.
Okay, so actually you can imagine standing having a different variety of things that are conductive in front of you. So one apple, one banana, one leaf out of a tree, a spoon, and then map a different sound to each of them, and then touch them one after the other and produce your own mixes.
And that's what this board can do.
Yeah, this board actually can... what it does is mapping the inputs to the outputs. So you know that, for example, for input 0, I want this bird to sing. Or for input 1, I want this horn to...
yeah, honk.
To honk. Yes.
How did you get the idea for this project?
Yeah, most of the inspiration came through my participation in the START program last year, because we were playing with very similar hardware also for different purpose, but we were creating these sounds. So my part was actually delivering a workshop for a choir, and there I understood that for them this material was a lot more musical than in this context. It became musical, so it was more about the sound than the handcrafts, for example. While in other groups, the focus was more on the creativity, the handcrafts, the appearance, the painting, the image. And then I realized that there is a huge potential also on the musical part. And another thing is that we also worked last year with a special education needs school back in Thessaloniki, and there it was also very successful with the kids, although it was not a mixed group, but it was like for young people working with this hardware. But it went very well, and they were very open to experiment, and they really enjoyed it. And I don't know, these two matched together, for me it meant like a new project with different focus based on our experiences.
Okay, thank you. The next song we're going to hear, what is it and why did you choose it?
It's The Nuclear Seasons from Charlie. I don't know, it has like a nice smooth mood that makes me smile.
Okay, let's smile then. Here in Itzehoe, in Kulturbahnhof Victoria, how is working here? How do you feel to be here? And yeah, just tell me about your general thinking.
Mm-hmm. Kulturbahnhof is a rather small organization, but it's very vivid, and a lot of people pass by every day, and you can see that there is a lot of... connections with the local area. So I met already a lot of people that come here and help somehow. I think that there are very interesting projects running through this organization. And of course, the radio, which is fascinating. And I could see, like, because there was a class that happened here 2 days ago for the radio. And you could see how much the children enjoyed it, and how, yeah, I don't know, how, what a nice tool it is for young people.
And how does your partner, Kulturbahnhof, what do they think about your ideas? In which ways they are supportive? So working on your project, tell me something about that.
Yeah, with Canoin we were a very great match, because they already had these musical inclusive groups last year. So they were enthusiastic to actually make one of them again for our Ferien workshop. So they were very enthusiastic and supportive from the beginning. They are also providing their experience in inclusion, and also the musical support in teaching. So come in with technology, and they come with inclusion in music.
You talked about youth work and all that stuff. Why is that important in Greece in the moment?
Yeah, so when we say youth work, well, it's a rather broad meaning. We mostly mean anything that includes non-formal and informal education. So the formal educational system in Greece is very tight and very strict, and also kind of old-fashioned, we could say. So there is an urgent need of supporting the educational process through other ways. Non-formal education can be a very nice tool to give also skills to the young people and help them choose what they want to do with their lives or get more experiences that will help them self-develop and activate themselves.
Do you think if Greece had the possibility to support social culture and youth work and all that stuff, do you think there is a Greece need, so to speak, for these sociocultural topics? Does Greece need something like that?
Yes, totally.
Why?
Because, first of all, because society needs, there's an English word, for we need cohesion in society, and in order to get this, you need some places for communities. You need activities that build this communal feeling, and also you need the culture for helping people to express themselves and find other ways to communicate. So I think we both need social and cultural empowerment back in Greece.
When we talk about Greece, most of the people in Europe think about great artwork, which is very, very old and a center of European culture, so to speak. How comes that socioculture, I don't want to say it never took place, because I don't think there's any country in the world without socioculture, but how comes that the government isn't aware of the need for social culture in a society?
There was a period where it was supported, where small social centers were created in the neighborhoods and stuff like that, but there was not like a, let's say, long-term planning or an economy that works for long term, let's say, so that you can make this long term planning. So there is the recognition that these things are needed, but they are mostly left on personal initiatives or voluntarism. So I don't think society doesn't recognize it, or I don't think that the education, the people participating in education don't recognize it. But it's very difficult in such situation to actually create a structure for that.
Okay, thank you. What's the next song? There we go again.
Yes, it's the Grimes. Grimes is a Canadian electronic producer and singer. She totally created all her career in music from zero, playing at home. So I find her story very, very interesting, and also I really like her taste in music.
So here we go again. I have two further questions for you.
Uh-huh.
One is, how could social culture help? Okay, let's not say help, but be good for Greek society in the situation your country is in the moment on the financial side.
Mm-hmm. I think for example, in a very broad sense, but the social life in Greece is different in ways. There are different things where people in Greece meet, or they are in different things that they are interested in order to communicate. But anyways, there are very nice ideas or very nice ways of implementing this sociocultural spectrum of activities that we can find here in Germany and get inspired for developing the Greek version, let's say.
Is there anything you want to talk about from you want to have in this broadcast? Something you can... So like Ben is the best looking guy in the world. Or,
or like
that.
Mommy, I miss you. actually, I wanted to say that one thing that was really nice for me during the start period was meeting the start fellows from Greece. Because I didn't know any of them, any of the rest 29 before. So for me, it was a really nice experience to meet these people and share the backgrounds and interests. It was a great help and inspiration. And I'm very glad that there is also such an exchange, like in between Greece from different areas and sectors.
So connection, which is great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you very much for being here in the studio with me.
Thanks, Ben,
for a great, great chat. And I'm looking forward to your project.
Thank you, Ben. I need to chill. I've been getting my bill. I've been sweating that text. I've been spinning my wheels.
I've been having my ties. I've been loving bad guys. Verantwortlich für diese Sendung ist Ingrid Ebinal aus Burg.